I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I love plants with interesting stories. Take Eutrochium purpureum. Don't know that plant? Well, I'll tell you a story that will make it a little more familiar. Back in colonial times, there was always a constant threat of typhoid fever. Luckily, there was a Native American medicine man who knew that a tea made from this certain wild plant would help cure the disease. He saved the colonists, and the man's name became synonymous with the plant, Joe Pye. Joe Pye weed is blooming now in wetlands, gardens, and woodland edges. It's a favorite of bees and butterflies with purple flowers that have a slight vanilla scent. The wild species grows 6 to 7 feet tall. Some selections have different colored flowers, such as the white bartered bride and the pink carin. For a more manageable sized plant, try Little Joe that grows 4 to 5 feet tall or Baby Joe that grows only 2 to 3 feet tall. Another way to reduce the height is to cut back the plant to 2 feet tall in late spring. This will delay flowering and produce smaller sized blooms, but the plant will be significantly dwarfed. Joe Pieweed likes a consistently moist soil. Plant in a compost amended bed and keep well watered or the plant may wilt. That obviously hasn't been an issue this summer. Tall Joe Pieweed plants can be a beast in the garden. Planted in the back of a border or grouped together with shrubs. It makes an excellent pollinator or butterfly garden plant and a nice addition around a pond or stream's edge. You'll learn to appreciate the late summer flowers and the hardiness of this native beauty. And now for this week's tip. If you're growing sweet peppers and want them to turn red, be patient. It takes 2 weeks after the fruit reaches the mature green stage before it turns red. Of course, red sweet peppers are tastier and more nutritious. Next year, try Carmen Italian pepper. It's quick to turn red in late summer. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about overwintering herbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.